Good morning. You're listening to Arts and More from WMUK, bringing you arts and culture in Southwest Michigan. I'm Robbie Feinberg. If you head to the lounge at Firekeeper's Casino in Battle Creek on a weekday night, you might find a man performing there. He'll have a mustache, he might have a cowboy hat, and he'll be strumming away at a guitar.
She sits with this memory alone at a table for two.
Rene Meave croons away here, singing original songs of heartache and loss. Meave is a well-known character in these parts. He's a songwriter, and he helped form the band Los Bandits de Michigan. The band goes around to grade schools and shares stories and lessons about Hispanic life with children across the state. Meave reaches these kids by sharing his own story of how he got to Michigan. He came up here back in the 1970s, catching on as a farm worker to make some money. But Meave says there was a reason he picked Michigan and Kalamazoo as his landing place.
I started with the first time that I heard the Beatles. But I recognized a lot of the stuff they were doing, and I was very young, and there was something about their sound that I had heard before, and it was, of course, Motown. That boy took my love. And that's what I kept hearing. And two of my brother-in-laws, well, each one had a Gibson guitar, and they talked about Kalamazoo and Kalamazoo. And I thought, well, this is the plan. I'll head up there as a farm worker, and I'll stay there in the summer, find a place to stay after in the fall, get a job at Gibson, and continue to work on writing songs, and then head over to Motown. That was my plan. I mean, I had it all envisioned in my head, and I knew it would take years, but I thought, well, I was young.
These dreams probably sound a little crazy. Gibson and Motown are a far reach for anybody, let alone a farm worker. But as Meave tells it, he was actually very deliberate and practical about his music and finding ways to make money with it. Even from a young age, Meave remembers being an underage kid. He'd sneak into bars, hop up on stage, and then play a few songs on the drums. And even back then, back when he was barely a teenager, Meave says he knew how to make money and how to get the bar owner to invite him back.
Almost every musician knows the first place that will give you work and pay you is the bar. And I learned from a very young age from watching my brothers and my family, people that play music, that you could make money, but you had to play music. People wanted to. If you can get them to dance, people dance, and people dance, they sweat, and when they sweat, they drink. And as long as they were getting, the bar was getting what they wanted, they keep playing, you know? And to me, it was like, wow, a dream come true, you know?
We've been friends a long time. Met you at the playground. You were eight, I was nine. Every road leads to you, and from Maine to Spain, the cat.
And so my whole thing in music is I use my learning as a farm worker, and I transferred it into trying to do music using the same work ethic. So I work for longer hours, and my sets were always longer. As a single, I can do 3 hours before taking a break. I tended to play longer, especially if I saw the audience was there. And if I had a set list, I tended to say, scrap it, let's get them on the floor. Because I knew as soon as they got on the floor, people dance. People are going to want to buy. The bar is going to be happy. Keep me there. I make money, you know what I mean?
Meave loved this stuff, getting up on stage with a band, playing and playing for hours at a time. But even back when he was a farm worker, Meave says he knew his eventual musical destination wasn't going to be in a cover band. He wanted to be a songwriter, a storyteller. Meave says he started writing songs when he was still in the fields, with lyrics and melodies floating into his head. But it took years and dozens of songs before anything came of it.
I've been writing songs probably since I was 13 years old, you know, but songwriting is it's muscle. It's like anything else. If you want to do it and be successful at it, you have to do it all the time. Write. And I can tell you that to write what I call one good song, I may go through 10, 15 songs before I can even get one good verse. And so I recommend to songwriters, if you're going to write, co-write with another person, especially one that has a little bit more experience, or if you suffer a little bit in the lyrical content and you're strong in the melody, well, get a hook up with a lyrical person like I do with my friend.
Co-writing, it's good advice. But Meave says actually doing it in Southwest Michigan wasn't all that easy. For years, Meave says many bars here didn't want a singer who was going to get up on stage and sing original tunes. That made it tough for original songwriters to get together and work with each other. So Meave took it upon himself to connect his songwriting community together. The first thing he did was form a band, Los Bandits de Michigan. It's now well known for teaching migrant issues and cultural sensitivity to kids across the state. Instead of shying away from his ethnicity, Meave leans into it. He jokes and talks about tacos and tortillas and about what it took for him to leave migrant work. He says he wants kids to understand that it's a good thing to be Hispanic and go to college. He's been there. I know I'll lose my will, and
I'm on my to leave. If you don't have any kind of diploma, you're not going to get a job. And a lot of our kids are struggling. They're embarrassed about their names, their accents. We've been there. I'm We were using the music to tell stories about farm working, about our community, work ethic, and other things that concerned us, you know. And we're still dealing with racism. It's part of the nature of humanity, you know. But it's something that is taught. It's not something you're born with, okay? So anything that can be taught can be untaught. It's ongoing, you know, and we hope that other people pick up the gauntlet and run with it. And there seems to be that going on with other folks doing that.
Los Bandits brought together West Michigan's Hispanic community, but Meave knew that wasn't enough. He wanted to get as many songwriters together as possible, so about 7 years ago, he formed a local group, the Chili Pepper Songwriting Club. The idea behind it was simple. A bunch of songwriters get together once a month at a bar in Otsego. They all gather around, one artist performs an original song. Then somebody else performs their own original song, then another. It just keeps going like that. Songwriters sharing and critiquing music for hours on end. In no time I'm there again, bare feet on hot solid ground. I hear Buck Owens on the radio singing Tiger by the Tail. Meave says the group created a real community here, and it's a community that Meave features on his new album called Riding Mustangs. Nearly every song's written with the help of these Chili Peppers. Meave says it's a representation of his own music, but also a sign of what's happening in the bars and small stages across Southwest Michigan. Meave says having so many of these artists together is a thrill for him on a personal level, but he says it's also important historically for these songwriters to have their voices heard.
You know, and so to me, it's very important, and here's a great opportunity if you see issues going on. I'm so disturbed about Flint, you know. I'm working on material, and but I don't want to take advantage of, it's like I don't want to be opportunistic because it's happening. But I'm a writer, and this is what writers are. We write about what's going on at the time. We're historians at the time through music and word. That's what we are.
Meave says that as he gets older, he thinks about his legacy, what he'll leave behind. He says part of that legacy is his own music. But he says he's also proud of the songwriting culture that's blossomed throughout Southwest Michigan, all with the help of a former farm worker.
Right now, what I'm trying to do is record as much music as I can record. You know, and I've been very fortunate to have songs published. I've been very fortunate to work with other artists and help them get to their dreams, get signed to major deals, and continue to do this, you know, because in the long run, at the end, what I want to say is that this guy could write a song. You know, I don't want to say he was a Mexican or he was a Latino or he was this or he was that. He was a songwriter.
Rene Meave will next perform tomorrow night with his Chili Pepper Songwriting Club at the M89 Bar in Otsego. You can find links to his new album and get show times at our website. And that's all for Arts and More this week. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Hear the show on Fridays and Saturdays on WMUK, and you can find us online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.